Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo, right here for you.
Colombo Chronicles Live.
Colombo Chronicles Live.
Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because today I'm so happy to be with you today, as always, every Wednesday. And so grab a cup of coffee, snack, lunch, breakfast, whatever you like. Sit back and relax, because once again, we have a fabulous guest. You know, America birthed and migrated the top people to teach you and empower you and enlighten you and provide you information and coach you and to be the very best you can be and reach your potential. And that's what we're all about here on Colombo Chronicles, bringing you the top guests from around the nation on a myriad of topics, experts, authors who provide you and share their information that we can't get anywhere else except from these authors and experts who are willing to empower you and enlighten you and invite you to check them out online or call them or write to them or email them or text them so you can always get in touch with them or check them out online. And today, our very special guest is Robin Blakely. She is a top business coach and a member of the Forbes Coaches Council. Robin Blakely is an author. In fact, she is an Irwin Award-winning author, very prestigious award given out by the president of Irwin. His name is Irwin Zucker. You probably know the name. The president of the Book Publicists of Southern California. Great, great club. I happen to belong to it as well. And Robin Blakely is the author of 4 business books and the president of Creative Center of America.com. She's going to talk to us about this information. She has an extensive background in strategic planning and business development. And it seems like Disneyland might be able to use her information and coaching at this particular point in California because everyone is waiting for Disneyland to open up, but we have California Governor Newsom standing in their way, it appears. But we're all waiting for that day when Disneyland will be reopened. It's part of our American history. So I'm going to tell you a little more about our guest in just a few minutes. But first, I did want to mention that if you are looking for a very special mug and for yourself personally or for a presidential memorial bilia and just for personal use, that'll put a smile on your face, very colorful designed mug just for this occasion and election year, or you're looking for a special gift or Christmas gift that's right around the corner and you're looking for that special mug, you may want to check out a new company and you know, help them out and pick out a special mug that you particularly will love and cherish. And you can check that out at onecupmore.com. That's one, O-N-E, cup, C-U-P, more, M-O-R-E, onecupmore.com. Check them out today. And we're going to take a little break, and we will be back in just a moment. So don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, we are live, thank God. And so are you, so you would be listening, right? And now we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts with our very fabulous guest, Robin Blakely. I told you a little bit about Robin Blakely, and we're very excited to have her here with us. And Robin has some great partnerships with some very interesting service groups that include SCORE and the Donna Reed Foundation. Everybody loves Donna Reed. And both offer great ways for creative people who are wanting to get their creative careers jump-started. Let's find out what Robin is doing, and let's see how she can help you mobilize your talents. So let's welcome Robin Blakely, and we will say hello. Hi, Robin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm very, very thrilled to have you on our show and glad to be alive and be able to share more information with our audience. And I understand that you are an award winner of the prestigious Irwin Award and written 4 books. And why don't you tell us what the names of the books are so people will be aware of their books and they can check them out probably on Amazon.com, correct?
That's right. One of my books is called PR Therapy, and another one is Crossing the Troll Bridge. It's about marketing for creative people, and Six Hats, which is really about, it's a business strategy for folks who are kind of the one-man show and need to, juggle the many hats that people have to wear.
Very good. And so why don't we talk about your partnership with the nonprofit SCORE, because I don't think many people know what that means, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE. So why don't you tell us what is SCORE?
Well, SCORE is a really fabulous nonprofit that has the nation's largest volunteer network of expert business mentors. And so it's dedicated to helping small businesses who are getting ready to start something off the ground, so they help them grow and achieve their goals. And I'm really interested in SCORE because I work with so many creative people who don't always understand that writers and artists and creatives are really businesses. And so once they self-identify as businesses, everything changes for them and they find resources like they can get at SCORE. So it's really important for them to understand that they're a business, and lots of times creatives just don't.
I believe that. I believe that. A lot of people don't believe that they are a business if they write or paint or make crafts or whatever type of artistic values they have, and don't realize how important it is to get their craft out there, because other people will love it and buy it and enjoy it. So it's so important, this business score. So how can a score really help people who are trying to build a name for themselves in the arts or trying to start their own business? What are some of the key things they do?
Well, one of the things that's pretty important is just the business side of creativity can really be difficult for writers and artists and other people who are starting out their own business. It's just hard to help them find, you know, have an infrastructure around themselves, how it's going to help them, how to find the audience that they, you know, that will love what they're doing. So SCORE has a lot of those nuts and bolts services that you need when you're trying to build a business. So it could be that you might need to learn more about the how to market yourself or how to do publicity or how to set up your bookkeeping. You know, some of the things that are important for CAF, there are resources at SCORE to help, and they are free. And so I'm always very interested in making sure that especially newcomers in business and also writers and artists who may not have thought of the business side of their creativity understand that if they, you know, look for these resources, they are free, and that will help them build faster, you know, the brand that they're trying. Of course, it's very important in those key moments of getting started, you know, bookkeeping and marketing and any of those core things that you need to really make your business get off the ground.
So is SCORE really free?
It is really free. It is something that you can, and what's really great, now my company partners with them because they do offer these things for free. It's a nonprofit. Their mission is to, you know, absolutely help businesses, help people start businesses, help them grow businesses, help them find success. You know, they're very entrepreneurial, and everything that they're offering is totally free for you. The problem for most writers, artists, and small businesses is they don't know SCORE exists, or they don't, know that they're a business. They don't know to access these resources that SCORE, and they are funded, they are partnering with, you know, like the United States Small Business Administration. So there is, it is totally funded, and people can totally, get these services for free.
So why do you send people to SCORE instead of selling them your own services?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, when people are starting out, they really need to be nurtured and, kind of incubated. And so they don't have, often they're, you know, really on a shoestring budget. And I work with people when they are a little bit more rooted and a little bit farther, into the, they aren't just starting out in a survival mode, you know, so it does cost to buy my services, but I can refer people and help them understand about the services that are free to them. You know, I want them to also grow and develop and be strong. And usually that comes to me when they want, you know, really customized services that are focused on growing that next step.
Okay, so can they find SCORE online?
Yeah, SCORE is online, and SCORE has active chapters in most big cities and most towns across the country. So, if you go to SCORE, you'll be able to find a nearby chapter. They're very active, and they're all across the United States. And if you go to creativecenterofamerica.com, you'll find, our direct connection to them to help you move forward with them, too.
Well, that's a fabulous, fabulous organization. So thanks to SCORE and the United States Small Business Administration, Robin has produced a couple of on-demand business webinars that anyone can watch for free for help with publicity and self-promotion. Well, people sometimes, they see the word free and then it ends up there having to pay for it somehow. And so they get, is it really free? And so, it kind of makes me chuckle when I see it. But there are really free webinars. And one of Robin's webinars is called fun is powerful. Transform your creative ideas into innovation and profit. So what is this particular webinar all about, Robin?
Helping the business owner or the creative understand and build the customer experience. So it helps them think about, who are my customers? How do I take them through the process of becoming aware of me, connecting with me, and engaging with me to buy a product or service? So I have a really fun approach that uses, kind of a game model that will allow you to look at it differently and see the whole picture. One of the things that's so hard for writers and artists and new business owners and nonprofits, they share this common problem of not seeing how the, who their audience, truly is, so who they're specifically supposed to be, serving, and then how to help those folks find them, just become aware of who they are, and with them, give them their name so they can, maybe get them on a newsletter or, some kind of mailing list, and then show them the opportunity of what they can really buy, whether it's a product or service. So this particular webinar helps you view that entire spectrum of what is supposed to happen with the customer and how it's looked, and it's really fun. So we've had a great time putting this together, and it's fun, and it kind of ignites your imagination in a different way than some of the marketing graphs and marketing numbers and papers that you may have, seen in college or something. This is very different from that. It really has a creative bend to it that will ignite your imagination and help you really see how to apply it to yourself.
Very good.
And it is
so
great.
So why do you think customer experience is so important?
I think that sometimes that you get, as a business owner or as a writer, you may, kind of take for granted how people view you, what they see and what they need and what they want from you. And so to, play this game that we've laid out in this core webinar, it's fun, and you start seeing things from a different perspective and knowing, making sure that experience is really well designed and really fun for your audience will make you more successful. They will find their way to your products and service faster. They will become more loyal to you because they know you care about them. And so that's why it's important to pay attention to the customer experience.
I agree with that very much. I'm very much into excellent customer service. So how would your approach to strategic planning differ from other trainers?
Well, I've worked really with a lot of authors and a lot of artists and other creative people, and they typically can have a short attention span when it comes, and lots of math and marketing that's really dull looking to them. But they aren't. They enjoy thinking about storylines. And what I've found is that the marketing side of your business, the business side of creativity, is really exciting, and there's a storyline to it. And so the way that we're different at Creative Center of America is we've worked with so many creative people. We've found a way to capture their imagination in an area that they typically aren't interested in, which is marketing and sales. And, they don't typically like that very much. They don't like to read the fine print. They don't like to, they're kind of concerned about money. And so the things that we really focus on is making this more fun and making it, kind of revealing what the storyline needs to look like and how to use your imagination and your intuition to get through this part. Because a lot of times creative people are told that, to leave their imagination and their intuition at the door when they're doing serious things like marketing and sales. And really, they need to bring their imagination, it's their best tool, intuition, into that room and use it. And they often aren't told how to do that. And so I think that's what sets us aside when we're teaching and training about marketing, publicity, and sales.
Well, I think that's a really, really important point, because I don't think people really even think about that when they're told to, you know, come into a training class about marketing and so forth and selling and da-da. They do leave their creativity behind. And I think that's a very important point that you just made, to bring it with you into the room. Is the webinar really free? Again, and, you know, that's such
is,
a silly
it
question,
really
it sounds like. But, it, you know, so many people are skeptical anymore, so that's the only reason I brought it up.
I think it's important that you bring it up. It is really free. And one of the things that's cool about SCORE is that they don't, you know, like sometimes free things are very infomercial-like, you know, so it's really sort of a way to sell something else, you know, and so the big secrets are hidden. And this isn't that way. It's really a straightforward, webinar that explains the concept. We're really excited about the concept, and I've trademarked that concept. And I want to share it with people and make it useful to them early in their career, early in their business. Because the earlier they can see what it needs to look like, the more successful they'll become. And if they, you know, if they can use this and build it and become successful, they're going to come back over to Creative Center of America and hire us to do the kind of work that we specialize in a little farther down the road when they're a little bit bigger or a little more solid. So we want to give this to them when they need it. And then we'll be there also for them down the road a little ways. But it is totally free, and it is not a sales informational thing.
That's excellent. We're talking to Robin Blakely. If you missed this part at the beginning of the show and you just turned in, she's a top business coach, member of the Forbes Coaches Council. Robin Blakely is an author of 4 business books, an Irwin Award winner, and she's the president of CreativeCentersOfAmerica.com. She has an extensive background in strategic planning and business development, so it's well worth looking up and Googling her websites and webinars. And so one of Robin's free webinars is called Too Many Hats, How to Juggle the Different Roles of Owning a Small Business. This is very important to everyone who has a family and they're going to school or they're working another job, and this is a very important issue. So what is this particular webinar all about, Robin?
This one really is about juggling the multiple roles, you know, the core roles that businesses need to conquer in order to survive. So what you want to think about here is, so many people will say, oh, you know, I have to wear so many hats. And it's true that they have a lot of different hats they have to wear, and they get confusing, and the roles become really merged, and it's hard to tell them apart, and you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing or when you're supposed to be doing it or how you're supposed to be doing it. And so what this webinar really is saying, there are 6 hats you have to own. There are 6 hats you have to wear. And when you have these 6 hats and you know when you're supposed to wear them and what you're supposed to be doing when you're wearing them, you're going to succeed. And so it's a 6 hat concept. You know, it's there are 6 hats, and you have to, you know, you may have 100, you may collect 1,000, but there's 6 that you need to make your business succeed.
Well, that's so important. And let me ask you a question. You're successful at your work and your writings and your PR and coaching. Why do you want to help people succeed?
Oh, I just love people, and I love this work. We love what we're doing. You know, this is my life's work, is doing, helping creative talent in particular. We do also help nonprofits and people who are passionate. You know, the commonality between them is that they're passionate about what they're doing. They want to make a difference in the world. And, you know, Creative Center of America's role, my role, is to really, you know, help them assess it and make their success or their dreams happen faster. And so I enjoy every day of work. This is what I do. Love it.
Fantastic. And I think passion has to be there in order to help other people. And so let's turn to the Donna Reed Foundation, because it's my understanding that you are in partnership with the Donna Reed Foundation, and it's a timely opportunity for volunteers and students who need remote activities during COVID. So this is a very timely topic. And so who was Donna Reed for the younger people who may not know who Donna Reed was, and what did you like most about Donna Reed?
Well, Donna Reed, of course, is a celebrity that, you know, had her own program, the Donna Reed Show, and she was in just many, many movies. Most people today would recognize her from It's a Wonderful Life, which is an iconic film that, you know, plays a million times around Christmas every single year. And she was, you know, George Bailey's wife in It's a Wonderful Life. But she also won an Oscar for her work, and she had a TV show for about 8 years. And what's interesting about it, her TV show to me, is that she was a producer and a behind-the-scenes owner of that program. And a lot of people just think she was the star of the show and, you know, it was named after her. But she was also, you know, she was kind of like, her and her husband were kind of like Lucy and Desi in that they owned their own, programming. So she was an early pioneer in, you know, how women have worked in film. So I think she's really wonderful. She has a foundation that's based in Iowa, which is where she came from. And we're partnering with them because if she were still alive, she would be 100 years old in January of next year. And so we're doing this centennial and kind of refreshing that brand and making sure people know more about Donna Reed. And in the process of this, we've launched an internship program for creative people. And so it's pretty exciting and fun and timely because people can do, students can be involved with the internship program remotely, you know, at a time when COVID is requiring people to be doing more remotely. So we're excited about the internship program. We're excited about a lot of pieces to this. As far as why do I like Donna Reed, there's so many things to like about her, you know, as a human being and as a brand. She stood for a lot of the same things that I tell my clients, which are, you know, believe in yourself and work hard to cultivate your talent and do not be afraid of naysayers and be kind to yourself and to other people and start where you are right now. And, you know, with her, she really believed that it was possible to follow your dreams with integrity, courtesy, equity, and humanity. And I think that is an incredibly valuable message right now in today's culture.
Oh, I think it's very, very important to bring that back to America, and especially in today's culture. You're absolutely right. So why is this a special opportunity for students in the field of communications? And I wanted to also ask, is this for any age? Can anyone at any age, you know, tune into this and gather more information?
Sure, that's true. Especially if you're a the any age thing, you're never too young and you're never too old to be part of the internship program, which if you're not in school and you're saying, gee, you know, I wish I was in school right now, we have a volunteer program that mirrors the internship program. So from the internship part of it, my personal interest in this is that, you know, the sooner you can reach creative people at, you know, the sooner you can reach them and help find direction for them, the more successful they are going to be over time. So, you know, the internship program provides them with a focus. So what we're having these, in particular, the field of communications, which is, you know, my field, it's interesting to me to bring these kids in, you know, in any age. It can be an old kid or a young kid. We've got some high schoolers. We've got college kids. We've got adults that, you know, our older students. So, you know, you bring them in and say, here's what we're doing. We want to celebrate the Donna Reed brand every day next year, and we need content that reflects what you believe in. It's all going, you know, all of the content that's created, which gives them incredibly great stuff to put in their portfolio and show a future employer what they're capable of doing. Those things are all vetted by the Donna Reed Foundation board before it's actually public. So it has that, to. And on their board is Donna Reed's kid. You know, so they know if this stuff is right or not, because they knew her firsthand. So it's a really great opportunity for students and for, you know, people who just love Donna Reed or remember her well to, you know, try their hand at helping us build this incredibly, you know, massive amount of content for the whole year.
I think that's wonderful, too, because this opens up the young people's minds to how America actually was different from today, and how morals and decency and integrity and principles and values and good character really played a part in America's and how the world, how America presented themselves to the entire world. And I think we've lost some of that. And I think it's so wonderful for young people to look back and see how America developed and how it came to be today, and they can kind of compare which society they want to support, and, you know, in their own personal lives. And I think that's really important. And so are the students paid?
Students are not paid, but they do get personalized coaching. Okay, so we do have them where we're saying, okay, you know, if you're going to invest in, you know, putting your time into this project, we want to make sure that you know how to build a portfolio for yourself so that you have something in your hand when you go into an employer and show them what you can do. So they graduate from this program with a portfolio that is custom to, you know, showing off their work. And they know how to use it in an employment situation or in an entrepreneurial situation. You know, this is an opportunity for their work to shine on a big platform. Yeah, it's exciting. But they aren't paid cash. They aren't paid any. that's what they walk away with, and it is really exciting. And some of them,
that's why they call it
a
special opportunity. That's why they call it a special opportunity and volunteers. So
that's exactly right.
How can people get involved with this program?
Well, to me, through the Donna Reed Foundation. So you can, or at creativecenterofamerica.com. Either one of those. The website is donnareed.org. My website is creativecenterofamerica.com, and you'll see Donna Reed's on my site as well. So either way, you can go there and check it out and send us an email and say, hey, I want to be involved somehow, and then I'll be reaching out to you to see how you can be part of it. We do weekly, check-ins with a whole bunch of interns and make sure that everybody's moving forward on their project and assigned projects. We've got a really cool editorial calendar and lots of fun things to do, and, you know, just so many different ways to look at stuff. But back to your point, it's really important in today's world, in my mind, to have someone stand up and say it's possible to follow your dreams and with integrity, with courtesy, with equity, with humanity. And that's what Donnelly's brand is about.
Absolutely. And she was a very, very beautiful woman, too, on top of it all.
Very stylish.
Sophisticated, classy, memorable aura about her, and people just liked her. They just automatically liked her. And I've never heard one negative word against Donna Reed, only positive words, and I think that says a lot for her and her good character as well as her talents. And I want to thank you so much, Robin Blakely, for being and returning to Colombo Chronicles Live. And you've provided invaluable information to people, especially now with the pandemic and people staying at home, on how they can either volunteer or they can go to the website for free and learn more and participate and bring their own personal talents to fruition and turn their talents into a business so that they can continue on to make some money or a lot of money, whichever, but do their passion, which is what most artists, they feel like that's their payment, right? Their passion and producing. But then, as you say, you need Robin Blakely to help you get up to the point that you deserve to be, and in the business world and marketing and sales. And so I want to thank you again, Robin Blakely, for being with us on Colombo Chronicles today. And God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Robin Blakely has left the building. And once again, I will give you those websites because you have talent. And if you don't know you have talent, you should seek out the talent that really is inside you, that you're feeling. It's your intuition, your gut feeling. And you will find that you have talent. God gave everyone some sort of a talent. And it's so important to share it with the world. And you can go on these two websites, creativecenterofamerica.com or donnareed.org, and Reed is spelled R-E-E-D. So that's donnareed.org. And you can also check out Robin Blakely's books on amazon.com. And on that note, we're going to say stay with us, because we're going to enter into the world of politics. So don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live, because the OC Register published an article that involves Disneyland, and it says Anaheim calls on Newsom, that's Governor Gavin Newsom, who's also being recalled by the people, signing petitions, and I think they are getting close to having enough signatures to recall California Governor Newsom. Anaheim calls on Newsom to reopen Disneyland. Disneyland is part of the American fabric. Disneyland is historic. Disneyland is something that the baby boomers were able to see open. I believe it was in 1955, but you can always look up the history of Disneyland in the 50s. And when Walt Disney had his dream, the American dream, and his American dream ended up being something that people enjoyed worldwide, not just in America. People from around the world come to Anaheim to visit and spend time at Disneyland and the Disney hotels. So Anaheim has called on California Governor Gavin Newsom to reopen Disneyland and Disney California Adventure after a six-month coronavirus closure that has led to a $100 million shortfall in the city coffers. The $100 million, that means that's how much in debt that city happens to be. Anaheim wants Newsom to issue COVID-19 and safety guidelines that would allow California theme parks to reopen, according to city spokesperson Mike Lister. He says, what we need is guidance in an economic recovery road path so we know that we won't go from coronavirus to a second great recession, Lister said. So this is political, and this is also about, it's not just about COVID, it is about the economy. And what I'm talking about here is that doctors are also now speaking out, which I also was concerned about and have been mentioning online, that this lockdown, because I know five small businesses that have been in business for years in California and Orange County and LA County both. And these business owners, who I personally knew, have to shut their doors. Cleaners, salons, a spa, and a donut shop. So these businesses cannot afford to stay open and having their doors locked down, open, or do business on the public streets, which is unhealthy. And only allow a certain amount of people inside the restaurants. And this is not natural. If you have a cold, which is part of a coronavirus, and you sneeze or cough, it spreads. If you have pneumonia, if you have TB. I mean, we have trillions of viruses. We have never destroyed the American economy over a virus. And they admit that they have counted the positive tests and the positive false tests as cases. Doctors state internationally, testing is not the same as cases. Cases are the people in the hospitals and nurses' home under the care of their own doctors and medical staff. Testing is someone who either has it or doesn't have it, and then just like a cold, you have to stay home and try to stay away from people until you are well, which takes between a week to 10 or 14 days. Depending on the individual. And then you're back to work or back to school. But they are adding in all of the underlying pre-existing conditions. It could be up to three. You could have lung cancer, liver cancer, heart problems, and they're still going to count it as COVID and record it as COVID, according to these doctors, because they get a lot of money. I don't know if it's from the federal government or the Gates Foundation or George Soros, but they're getting a lot of money to count those cases as COVID and record them as COVID when they pass away. When they didn't actually die of COVID, they actually died of an underlying pre-existing condition and old age in most cases. And weak immune systems because of their old age and the underlying conditions. So this is why people call it a plandemic, a scamdemic. And then we have tyranny and totalitarianism and authoritarianism in California. And these lockdowns are, according to the doctors and psychologists who are speaking out now, which is what, as a professional, former licensed beauty professional, I also dealt with stress-related persons, I can tell you that they are also confirming that we are seeing more deep depression, more spousal abuse, more child abuse, more American dreams shut down, out of business, their American dream gone, their finances gone, their savings being used up. And the single parents are struggling to feed their kids and decide whether to pay their rent or feed their kids, or facing an eviction at the end of the year or the 1st of January. So it is causing more health issues and more suicides than COVID. And so the inflated numbers, by refusing to actually record the actual cause of death, whether it was a car accident, an airplane accident, a motorcycle accident, a drug overdose, a lung cancer, diabetes, heart disease, which is the number one killer in the USA, advanced Alzheimer's, advanced age, all of these different pre-existing conditions seem to be have disappeared, and the only thing they're counting is COVID. So people are not being given the truth. And many doctors will say that a mask does not prevent a virus. In fact, Dr. Fauci stated that it was for optics and show, and it made people feel better. And a lot of doctors have stated that as well. But these governors in certain states do not listen to the doctors. Internationally, they have formed a coalition in Germany of international doctors that Senator Robert Kennedy is also involved with, trying to tell the truth about the politics and the economy versus this lockdown for a flu. And they state that more people die from the seasonal flu than have died from COVID in actuality. And over 600,000 people die every year in America from heart disease. So nobody's getting locked down for seasonal flu. Nobody's ever gotten locked down for H1N1? No, swine flu. Nobody got locked down for Ebola. Nobody got locked down for Hong Kong flu. And they all disappeared or were minimized. And we had infectious diseases of measles at one time under the Obama regime, and we were not locked down. So why are we locked down now? Well, Disneyland is losing $100 million a year at the shortfall in the city coffers. Imagine what that's doing to just one city, let alone the state of California. And when you drive down the street, it breaks your heart because you see more and more businesses shut down. And you saw those businesses there for years, and you know these families are hurting. And you know that Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not signed off on the stimulus bill that would help these families. It's not a lot of money, $1,200 a person, a taxpayer. It's not a lot of money, but it will help them maybe pay their rent or help them put food on the table or help them pay for their utilities. So I think that the politicians are out of touch with the real people. And they're not feeling their pain and suffering because they're wealthy. They live in mansions. They live behind secured walls. They have security, armed security, but yet they fight to take away your right to bear arms to defend yourself and your property and your family from home invaders or threats. So we're living in an upside-down society of people with bad character versus people with good character, integrity, principles, values, and good character, and loyal, patriot Americans who love the American people, who pay their wages. The middle-class Americans pay the wages of every government worker. We maintain all public lands, all city, county, state facilities with our taxes. So imagine losing $100 million in the city, in just one city, the city of Anaheim in the United States of America. How many more cities are going to be hurting because people are out of work, millions and millions, and they can't pay any taxes? They're putting the small businesses out of work, and they're trying to tell you that everything you do now, you have to do online, whether it's go to school, whether it's work, whether it's find yourself a new career online. You're not to leave home. You're not to leave home unless Governor Newsom or someone like Governor Newsom says you can. You're not to touch your children, your parents. You're not to visit them in the hospital or in a senior complex. You're not to touch anyone, basically. Hug, kiss, anything. That means your babies, everybody. You're in California, he says you cannot have more than three family members in your home for Thanksgiving. So who are you going to cut out? You're going to cut out your sister and her husband and their kids? You're going to cut out your brother and his wife and their kids? You're going to cut out your Aunt Mary and Uncle Joe? Are you going to cut out your grandparents or your great-grandparents? Who are you going to cut out of your Thanksgiving dinner and your Christmas dinner? I bet he's cutting out nobody. And then on CAP Radio, California coronavirus updates. Sports stadiums can reopen with modifications, but not for the 49ers yet. So we have Disneyland and we have 49ers. Sports stadiums can reopen with modifications, but not for the 49ers yet. No Disneyland yet, but California theme parks get path to reopening. Feared jump in coronavirus hospitalization in California hasn't even happened. Many parents not ready to send kids back to school, polls show. The children aren't the carriers, according to the doctors. U.S. can now test several million people daily for COVID-19, but states may not be reporting all infections. So what is an infection? An infection is a positive test, because if it's a positive test, then that means you stay home for 10 or 14 days until you get well. But again, I repeat, the doctors are saying a test, a positive test, a false positive, is not a case, but they're including the tests as cases, so they're inflating the numbers and destroying the economy, destroying families, destroying small businesses, destroying jobs around the nation. But they have their jobs, and none of them have cut their wages in half or froze their wages until COVID is over. And if they did that, I bet COVID would be over really fast. It says, U.S. can now test several million people daily for COVID-19, but states may not be reporting all the infections. So people aren't stupid. Americans have faced flus, and they've faced many, many different types of flus and infectious diseases. And they stay home. They know to keep their kids home. They know to stay home. They know to try to stay away the rest of the family from the person that is sick. Well, one person, usually mom or grandma, takes care of that person. until they're well. But most people have a strong immune system, and that's what's so important to warding off all of these viruses, because God gave us a built-in immune system. It is up to us to take care of our immune system by taking the correct foods and drinks and vitamins and supplements and vegetables and etc. God gave us a strong immune system for most people. There are people with a weak immune system. Born babies have a weak immune system, and elderly people who are sick have a weak immune system for the most part. But elderly people are going to pass away from underlying conditions, obviously, or they wouldn't be in the hospital or in nursing homes, because nobody lives forever. Some people say the average lifespan is 73, and then I just read that it's 78. So if you're 73 or 78, many people don't even live that long. So everybody dies. Unfortunately, people die. You cannot save the lives of everybody. And then the really hypocritical thing that Bill Gates and the left says is that, and is included in Obamacare, is euthanasia, especially for the elderly, the chronically ill, like cancer patients and heart patients and liver and lung, etc., and mentally, even mentally challenged people, is to provide early end-of-life counseling and euthanasia. Remember, they pulled the plug on a young person, Terry Schiavo, and starved her to death, even though she could respond to her parents and even though she could breathe on her own. So you have to remember that these are politicians and judges and lawyers deciding who's living and who's going to die by pulling the plug. How do we know what's happening to those elderly people in hospitals and in nursing homes when they are into reducing the population of the planet and targeting seniors? And they've even admitted that COVID targets seniors and elderly people. So coronavirus knew to attack seniors and elderly people, and that's why they're all dying from COVID, not from underlying causes of death, and not even recorded. I know people who have actually stated that their parents did not die of COVID. Their parents were in the hospital with an underlying cause like cancer. So Americans need to really wake up and start calling their representatives before everyone is equally poor with the impoverished who we also support. Everyone will be a ward of the state. Everyone will be under the thumb of the state, because everybody will be equally poor except them, because they all appear to be extremely wealthy, living in mansions, living behind secure walls with armed security, like Governor Newsom and his auntie, Speaker Pelosi, who refuses to release the $1,200 stimulus to the hurting American middle-class Americans who pay their wages. When are Americans going to wake up? When are Americans going to say enough is enough? We are a free people. We have the right to work under the necessities of life. Just like you're working, we have the right to work because all businesses are essential. All jobs are essential to our livelihood. They are essential to the necessities of life. And the necessities of life is a law. and it is a common sense law that people must work in order to provide for the necessities of life, which are shelter, food, medicine, work, education, travel. And they're taking it all away from us. And we're letting them. While they are out working and traveling and doing their thing, like Whitmer's husband going to the lake and going boating, and Pelosi going to the salon and getting her hair done and not wearing a mask, Dr. Fauci going to a sports game without mask, him and his wife and some other person, all caught on camera, and there was more. But they are telling us what we must do, but they are not doing what they tell us to do. And they are taking our full taxpayer-funded wages. And we are sitting around waiting until the shoe drops on our small businesses, and we are made equally poor in this country as they destroy the middle class so that people such as Bill Gates can turn around and force Americans against their will or willingly to be vaccinated with a fast-track vaccine that he's invested in and that he says he will make a 10 to 20% profit from. And that if we, basically he said on camera that if you can't say euthanize all the elderly and seniors that are in hospitals and nursing homes, but if they did, guess what? Then they could take all that money, those millions and millions of dollars, and put it into something like education. Do you really think they're going to put it into education when he tried to impose Common Core on the American people, which is Communist Core, and it was a huge failure. Even he admitted it was a failure. And so is this mandated lockdowns, because where in the Constitution does it provide any of these public servants elected by we the people to trample on the rights to sustain the necessities of life, which is the law? And when they deny you the rights to freedom, liberty, and the right to work to sustain your necessities of life, food, shelter, medicine, education, work, and travel, those are crimes against humanity, because they are causing you to be emotionally disturbed, to act out against your family, your spouse, your children, and maybe even a stranger on the street from anger, frustration, anxiety. They are causing more health issues and more deaths through suicide and more homelessness in this country with these lockdowns. God bless you. God bless America. Pray for our country and vote for Donald J. Trump, because if you do not vote for Donald J. Trump, your taxes are going to skyrocket, and there will be more people out of work, and there will be more people, and we will be on more lockdowns and mandated mask wearing. The masquerade will continue. So even if you're a healthy person who has a free person who has a right to work and feed your family and keep a roof over their heads, these people don't care. They don't care. As long as they've somehow became wealthy and they have enough money to last for a lifetime for their family dynasties, they don't care about you. You need to care about you. And you need to speak up, speak out, and you need to call your representatives, and you need to vote. And my suggestion is to vote for Donald J. Trump, because if we don't vote for Donald J. Trump, then we will remain on lockdown. God bless you. God bless America, and pray for our nation, and pray for people around the world. Bye-bye.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.